According to new figures from the Department of Agriculture, the improper payment rate in the crop insurance program has dropped about 62% in the last year. USDA Risk Management Agency Administrator Brandon Willis said the rate was at 2.2% last year, a drop from 5.58% in the prior year. Ken Ackerman is one of Willis's predecessors at RMA who now serves as legal counsel at OFW Law in Washington. He says the difference between the improper payment rate should be getting some attention.
I thought it was a much bigger deal than was reflected in the attention it got. I thought there was a more important story there than met the eye. There were times when crop insurance did not have such a good reputation, and it really was a problem for the program. And to have wrung the improper payments, to have wrung the abuse out of the system, is a very large accomplishment, and people ought to take credit for it.
Ackerman says the new rate is a sign of a well-functioning program.
The improper payment rate calculated by OMB, the government watchdog agency, is designed to be a standardized measure of how well programs are run. It's a standardized measure of mispayments, improper payments, both overpayments and underpayments, and it's the best measure out there. The fact that RMA now has a rate that's about half of the government-wide average and is far lower than many of the chronic trouble spots is very striking.
After many legislative attacks on the crop insurance program, he says the groundswell of support behind it is a good thing.
Crop insurance, because it's become a larger program, the fact that crop insurance is now more defended by its customers, by its users, than by the companies themselves, by its companies and agents, is a very signal change. It means that the program has come of age and has developed a base of support that's very durable.
Multiple crop insurance cuts have been proposed since last fall. The first was included in the budget bill before the cut was eventually reversed, and the Obama administration proposed another cut in the FY 2017 budget. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Spencer Chase.